Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 596. This may be more important than how you eat or work out, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your personal narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, where we cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, it's my favorite day of the week because I get to answer your questions right here on the show. You send me your questions and I answer them for you. So in preparation for Halloween, my buddies and I went to this old rundown department store that some folks turned into this multi-level haunted house with a bunch of mazes and stuff. And on more than one occasion that night, I did scream out loud because I was legitimately frightened by something. But you know what? I wasn't the only one. My friends were guilty of that too. You know what I'm not afraid of though? Eating right and working out. Hey, you like how I brought that back? All right, for now, let's get right to it. Listen to today's post and start optimizing your life. This may be more important than how you eat or work out, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Brace yourself. The topic of this article, mindfulness, is an excruciatingly boring topic of conversation to some people, but don't hit stop just yet. Years ago, it was something I had no interest in learning about, let alone discussing. The moment someone said, mindfulness is important and beneficial, my eyes would glaze over in immediate boredom. I would start playing reruns of Family Guy in my head or think about my favorite song, anything to drown out the self-help nonsense that was being blabbered about. After all, if you want to build a strong, healthy, and good-looking body, all you need to do is eat well and work out consistently. The mindset stuff, I thought, was for people that just couldn't do the work that needed to be done. Thankfully, I eventually realized I was very wrong. Neglecting to embrace and ultimately discuss the power of mindfulness was a huge mistake on my part. It wasn't until I finally gave in and made mindfulness a priority by intently focusing on individual components of my health and fitness regimen, which we'll discuss in a moment, that I had a huge aha moment. Mindfulness can help you achieve your health and fitness goals, and may even be more important than just eating well and working out. It can also have positive effects on the rest of your life as well. Now, if you're like I was, there's a chance this topic is a big bore to you, and you're ready to hit the stop button. But please hang in there with me a little longer, because here's the simple truth. Yesterday has passed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. That means all we're left with is today. If you take a few moments to ponder this truth, it can be humbling and freeing. Embracing today is the essence of mindfulness, and exploiting this truth can have a huge impact on your life. I know it has for me. When I slow down and focus on today, even this very moment, I'm less anxious and not overwhelmed with things that are out of my control or the other things I need to accomplish. Before settling in to write this article, I was on the front porch with my pup, sipping my morning coffee, listening to the birds chirp on this beautiful morning, and took numerous breaths of fresh, crisp fall air. I may have only been out there a few minutes, but I made sure to be present the entire time and enjoy it. Instead of thinking about everything I needed to do today, I enjoyed those few minutes. Later today, I'll perform a lower body strength training workout, and then I'll work on the binge eating book that will be released in the very near future. Tonight, I'll cook dinner, hopefully a very tasty one, that I'll share with my amazing spouse. We'll chat, catch up on our day, and hopefully share several laughs. Heck, I may even enjoy a delightful pumpkin ale as I cook. Who am I kidding? I'm definitely going to drink a pumpkin beer. The point is, I will give my full attention to each moment and embrace it. I won't simply go through the motions of my normal daily tasks, but will strive to do everything with purpose and make the most of each opportunity. So, how can you use this? Being mindful can positively impact every area of your life, and when it comes to the health and fitness component, the benefits can be tremendous too. For example, it's so easy to get caught up in the when portion of our goals, you know, as in, I'll finally be happy when I reach, insert your goal here. We allow our happiness to be determined by a goal that will be achieved in the future, and as a result, we rush to make it a reality. Until we reach that goal, we're just passing time. But when we do that, when we live for the when and focus too much on the future, we miss out on today. The solution is simple. Whether you're trying to lose fat or improve your overall health, make it a point to be mindful of the things you do today. Enjoy every meal you eat and be present the entire time. Pay attention to how it smells and tastes. If you work out today, focus on every single rep you perform. Resist the temptation to just go through the motions. Be present. Put a little or a lot less emphasis on the outcomes and focus on the process. Enjoy it. Focusing on these things, the things you do today, is a great way to reduce or eliminate stress and anxiety as well. If you're in the stage that I was and think all this mindset chatter is stupid and pointless, I hope you'll take a chance and give it a try. That way you can experience it for yourself and you won't need to take my word for it. Maybe it'll be beneficial to you. Maybe it won't. There's only one way to find out. You just listened to the post titled, "This May Be More Important Than How You Eat or Work Out," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil again here. In my experience, when I talk to clients or patients about mindfulness, they automatically think I'm talking about mindful eating only. But as Nia pointed out, that's not the only way to be mindful. When it comes to managing stress, one of the most important things to do is to take control over those things that you can control. The other stuff, the stuff that you can't control, like other people's emotions or how they're going to respond to something or your boss's behavior, you have to let go. Mindfulness can help you with that. It focuses your attention on the present moment, which means you're automatically going to be tuned in to those things that you can control. It's just kind of how it works. Oh, and when it comes to working out, I love the idea of mindfulness. First of all, it's going to help reduce injury because you're going to be so focused on what you're doing. You're not going to be distracted and do something crazy like I did, like jumping up and down on a box, letting my mind float somewhere else, and then lose my form only to land awkwardly and mess up my back. It's funny because the great bodybuilder of his time, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was a huge believer in mindfulness when you're working out. He would say, think about every repetition and imagine how that's helping your muscles grow. So yes, mindfulness is so much more than just mindful eating, and it can have an impact on so many areas of your life. Even if you just take 1 minute or 2 minutes each day to just focus on the present, that may be enough. All right, before I go, don't forget, we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. To subscribe to those, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. I thank you in advance for doing that. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.